Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you here at Calvary Christian. We're glad that you chose to be with us. We're so pleased to have you assembling with us and praising God with us and learning with us more of God's will and purpose for us in this life. Before we continue in our series of celebration in this season of Thanksgiving, I want to you to do something for me. I want you to remove the thank you card that you will find in your bulletin. If you just take that out, what I'm going to be asking you to do is to prayerfully consider what it is that you are truly thankful for this morning. And when prompted throughout the lesson, fill out the card and then if you would place it in the basket that's provided, it's on the table near the entryway. If you would do that as you exit, consider that as a post box to send your expression of gratitude to your Heavenly Father. So if you would do that, that would be greatly appreciated. And we'll talk more about why I believe this is important as we carry on. Now, I want you to look with me at a couple of thank you letters in the scripture. The first is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 through 16. That's on page 118 of the Pew Bibles, if you'd care to follow along. 118. Beginning in verse 11 there, the Apostle Paul, writing to Christians, says, "In Christ we were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of His glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory." Verse 15, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." In my prayers. Now, perhaps you didn't realize that many of the books in the New Testament are actually letters. In this letter to the church in Ephesus, Paul has a lot to say, and it's worthwhile, again, reading the whole letter, of course, and trying to digest all that Paul has to say to us. But one thing that you may have overlooked, as you've perhaps read it in the past, is his sweet expression of gratitude for his readers. Notice, it's not a once in a while thing. He says, "I've not stopped giving thanks for you." It's a continual outpouring of thanks to God. What's he so thankful for? In a nutshell, God had saved these people and was in the process of sanctifying these people for later glorifying these people. Why should this matter so much to Paul? Why would he care? Because he cared. He cared deeply for them. Cared deeply about them. And it thrilled him to see the transformation in the lives of these people with whom he had shared Jesus. They were living testimonies of the truth of the gospel. They were to the praise of God's glory. And all he could do himself was praise God and thank God for redeeming them. Now, I want you to take out that card and think for a moment. Just think for a moment. This card is meant to be a tool to help you and help me too, to gather Thanksgiving thoughts. Have you been saved? Have others whom you care about also been saved? then thank God for that. Thank God for that. Have you seen lives turned around by the gracious gift of God's Son, your own life or the lives of, once again, loved ones, family, friends? Then show appreciation for that. Have you witnessed friends or relatives experience victory over the control of alcohol or drugs? Express gratitude for that. Do you have firsthand knowledges of marriages restored? Let God know how grateful you are for that. Do you know of illnesses or injuries that have been healed, cured? Do you recognize God as provider of food and clothing and shelter and so much more in your life? If so, how can you stop from singing His praise for all that? Can you testify that God has answered your prayers in times past in marvelous ways? How can you not give thanks for His loving kindness? Now, the next letter of thanks is in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, on page 1842 of your pew Bibles. Paul says in this letter to believers in Thessalonica, we ought always, always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Well, see, Paul is expressing thanks to God, right? But it's interesting, what strikes me odd in this text at first is that Paul said he always thanked God for those in Ephesus, but only that he ought to do that for the believers in Thessalonica. What he's saying, I ought to do that, but I don't. I know I really should do that, but I fall short in that. Perhaps. But looking more closely at the original text, Paul is saying that thanksgiving is owed to God for what He has done for them, and therefore what He has done for him. Think of it like this. What if someone saved your child's life? Maybe they were drowning and they dove in and they rescued them. They rescued them from drowning, or rescued them from a fire where the house was on fire, was being consumed, and a fireman came in, or a neighbor or someone rescued them. Or rescued a friend from similar circumstances, pulled them from a wreck, pushed them out of the way of a car. Maybe did resuscitation on them or put a tourniquet on a bleeding wound. Somebody who did that. Think if somebody did that for a friend, a family member. What if they donated a kidney for your father or your mother? Or gave their heart to your spouse? See, their dying wish was to donate, their heart to someone that they might have life. And your spouse was the recipient of that. Would you be thankful? Would you be thankful to them for what they've done for your loved one? Of course you would. Of course you would. And you'd probably say something like, well, I don't know what to say. If there's anything you ever need, if there's anything I can ever do for you, then let me know. I can't express enough how just grateful and thankful I am for what you have done for this person that I care so much about that you... See, isn't that what Paul is saying? He thanks God. God, he owes gratitude, thanks, service to God for what he's done in the lives of those he cares about? Sure is. Sure he is. And he says, you know, I thank God that I see how different they are and how wonderful, again, they're living their lives and how they love one another, God, because of the love that you've given to them and you bestowed to them. They're just being so, so gracious and loving and kind and wonderful. And what a blessing they are to others, God. And I just thank you for the blessing that they are to others and to me. I thank you, God, for saving them, redeeming them, rescuing them. Now, let's look a little deeper. The text that I want you to look at now is 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 and following. Picking up in verse 10, and this passage will be on your overhead too. It says, God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way, so you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service, the reform, is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out because of the surpassing grace God's given you. In verse 15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. What gift? Is he saying, well, I have no way of identifying this gift? No. Is he saying, well, it's can't be described? No. He's saying that it can't adequately be described. It cannot fully be explained. It's just so wonderful and magnificent. Well, what is this gift? This gift most likely refers in context to Christ himself and the abundance of blessings we have in him that overflow in service and sacrifice for the good of others. What an incredible, amazing gift that is. And the idea of being indescribable is just so, if you will, magnificent, so marvelous, so wonderful, that it's like, well, the best we're going to be able to do is maybe highlight some things about it. But really, the depth of it, the expanse of it, wow, it's just beyond my ability to really articulate, to really be able to do that. And it's obvious, see, from the text, at least to me, that our appreciation for all God has done for us and our loved ones will be a seed to produce a harvest of thanksgiving praise. It'll spring up everywhere. See, because he says, people everywhere. People everywhere are going to be thanking God for you. Now, I want you to hear this. See, when we're grateful to God, when we're thankful to God, and really for what he's done for us, we recognize the blessing that he's given us, the love he's given us, then we become generous, giving, caring, benevolent, kind, compassionate, loving people. Matter of fact, if we're not like that, then we don't have a grasp on this indescribable gift. And the more that we recognize how incredible it is what we have received in Christ, the more that we're wanting to share what we've received in Christ with others. And thanksgiving praise springs up everywhere. We are, as the text said earlier, we are praise to his glory. See, people say, thank you for what you've done. And the thanksgiving overflows into thanks to God. As I said the other week, it's because we, when we're told thank you for what you've done, we say, you know what, I am privileged, I am honored to be able to serve you, to be able to help you in this capacity. But I could not do this. I could not, if not for God blessing me, enabling me, equipping me, putting within me the heart that I have. All glory, all honor, all praise to Him. Thanks be to Him. Give Him thanks. While searching for an appropriate graphic, actually, for the thank you card, and I did some work on it. I did modify it. But while looking for that, I actually found a brief clip entitled Letters of Thanks. I'd like to share with you now.
I just wanted to stop everything and take the time today to let you know how very thankful I am that you've been there for me.
I want to say thanks for never giving up on me.
Thank you for providing meals for us after Blake's surgery.
Thanks for making sure I always had a ride to chemo.
And thank you for helping me through this difficult season in my life, God.
Thank you, God, for teaching me to be a strong single dad.
Dear God, thank you so much for giving me this new job. I love it.
Thanks for sending Jeff to take my shift last week so I could be with my family.
For keeping me company on the first day of school.
Thank you, God, for helping us get that bill paid.
Thank you, God, for the clothes on my back.
For giving me the courage to speak the truth.
Thank you for forgiving me.
For making my day better.
For giving my life a melody.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God,
for every single day.
And one final thing, God. Thank you for always loving me. No matter what.
This, and it's just these people writing cards, filling out cards, filling out letters, writing down how thankful they are for what people have done for them. But the expression of thanks goes to God. Thank you, God. Thank you for how you have provided people in my life, how you have provided these wonderful, wonderful people in my life who have had the heart that you have given them to care and to help me in my time of need. Thank you. Thank you. Celebrate Thanksgiving. But make sure as you do, whatever you have reason to celebrate, for whatever you have reason to celebrate, make sure the gratitude, the praise, the expressions of thanksgiving are all directed to Him.